There are significant developments in the meth testing story this morning with the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, telling Morning Report he is now apologising to State House tenants needlessly evicted from their homes. He also told us Housing New Zealand will conduct a major review into who was affected by the meth testing regime after the chief scientist said there was no danger in occupying a home where meth had been smoked, rather than manufactured. In what seems to be a shift in his thinking, the minister also said compensation could be payable.
It's my understanding that hundreds of houses were left vacant. Tenants were had their tenancies terminated. There were some evictions. There were, in the early days, there were even some tenants who were banned from public housing. It's been a very, very sorry chapter.
The information that I could find as the latest numbers, and I want to bounce them off you, was that in the 2 years to August 2017, there were 136 tenants evicted or tenancies terminated, and they'd suspended 363 individuals from applying for HNZ housing for a year on the basis of these tests. Is that roughly the magnitude of it as you understand it?
Yeah, I think that's consistent with the advice that I've seen.
Okay, so were they also, in some cases, given bills or made to pay and help to clean up?
Yep, in some that's my advice too, that in some cases that happened, although I understand when Andrew McKenzie, the chief executive, took on that position about 18 months ago, he put a stop to that practice. But prior to that, yes, I understand that was happening.
Okay, so what we have is people needlessly terminated, needlessly evicted, and in some cases paying needlessly for cleanup. The question then arises as to the justice of this and what attempts you will make to put that right. Will compensation be paid to these people?
Well, Guyan, if this government wanted to compensate for every mistake that the former government had made, we would go broke tomorrow. But there's no question that people have been unfairly treated in this situation. And I'm directing Housing New Zealand to produce a comprehensive report on this entire episode. And I want to know how many houses were tested. I want to know what the results showed, the levels of contamination. I want to know who had their tenancies terminated on the basis of what evidence, who was evicted, who suffered a ban from public housing, who was taken to the tenancy tribunal, and who was forced to pay the costs of remediation. I want all those details, and I will make that information public when I get that report.
Okay, so that's quite an undertaking. Will you, though, pay compensation or enable compensation to be paid for those who, it is shown, were unfairly treated?
I'm not going to make that commitment today, Guyan, but I am committed to getting the information exactly what happened on the basis of what evidence and what happened to people in their individual circumstances. And, of course, without releasing personal identities,
okay.
I will make that information.
Okay, you've made that clear, but why will you not commit to compensation?
We don't know the details of what happened. I haven't had the precise details. We know the broad outline of what happened, but I want to see the details before we have that discussion.
But wouldn't it be fair to do that if these people have been unfairly put to expense and humiliation and hardship, which it looks as though they have been, then
yeah.
Wouldn't it be natural to recompense them for that?
Let's have a look at the facts and then have that conversation. But, Guyan, I made some pretty stringent comments about Housing New Zealand's behaviour when I was in opposition, and I stand by those comments, and I want to apologise to people who have been affected in this way. I think it's appalling what happened. I want to apologise to the people who were badly treated by the national government, who were evicted, who were kicked out of their homes. They were forced to pay the costs of remediation on the basis of goodness knows what evidence, all because the national government played along with the hysteria over meth contamination and housing and failed to provide any kind of leadership.
Okay, we'll move on.
I want to apologise also okay. to the landlords who were duped into shelling out vast amounts of money by a meth industry, a testing industry, that exploited the lack of clear guidelines that the national government should have promised. And because Paula Bennett and her colleagues are too gutless to front up and apologise for their failure, I will apologise on their behalf.
OK, we'll move to blame in a second, but isn't that a hollow apology if it is not underpinned by commitment to put it right and to pay compensation if it is proven that people were treated unjustly?
I will look at the facts and I will release the facts publicly and then we can have that conversation.
And you're not ruling out compensation?
I'm not ruling it out. Let's have a look at the facts and I will share the facts, the details with the public and then we can have that conversation.
Let's, in the final section of this interview, turn to Housing New Zealand and your confidence in them, because we've had repeated stories about Housing New Zealand being accused of misusing these guidelines. The Ministry of Health repeatedly telling them the testing should only be applied to houses where this was manufactured. We had the Drug Foundation saying that. Paula Bennett herself claims that she questioned the entity so often she was warned about interference. Now, what confidence do you have that Housing New Zealand applied this guideline properly?
I don't think that Housing New Zealand covered itself in glory in this episode. Far from it. But they were relying on the only guidance that the national government gave them. The Ministry of Health guidelines and then the revised standard that was produced last year, which turns out to have been completely unfit for purpose. Like all private landlords, Housing New Zealand were basically reliant on that only bit of guidance that they had.
Yeah, but
I'll make this point too.
They misused it though, didn't they?
They were reflecting the attitude of the government of the day that they report to and are accountable to. And barely a week went by when Paula Bennett was the minister that she wasn't out there demonising state house tenants and blaming them for destroying state houses because it polled well. And on the basis of a bogus standard that they never did anything about.
Well,
in the last 6 years, Guyan, any time in the last 6 years, the national government could have called in Sir Peter Gluckman to apply a bit of scientific rigour to this. They never bothered to do that. It took me 2 weeks in the job to call Sir Peter Gluckman.
Okay, but what implications and what impacts will there be for Housing New Zealand, who were told by scientists, who were told by the Ministry of Health, were told by the Drug Foundation, among others, that they weren't applying the guidelines properly? Now, they're pretty serious allegations. Will your review into Housing New Zealand look at that? And if so, what implications will there be?
The review that I'm ordering will look at that. And then we'll consider the facts.
Do you have confidence in the governance of Housing New Zealand, of the chair?
Actually, I do have confidence in the governance and the management of Housing New Zealand.
That's Phil Twyford. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning. Let us know your thoughts on that. There does seem to be some significant developments and perhaps a shift in his thinking on this one.